The Canadian Opera Company in performance as we get set to look at what's ahead for the COC. You're with the New Classical FM, our daily look at arts and culture. Well, the Canadian Opera Company is gearing up for a reimagined fall season of physically distanced programming titled Opera Everywhere. This new slate of digital and in-person events includes live concerts, interactive learning opportunities, and deep dives into opera's past and future, all designed with community building in mind. The COC's fall programs can largely be experienced from anywhere in the world and were shaped using feedback from an extensive audience survey. The events include From the Opera House, featuring the best in music through new concerts, all staged at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts. COC in Conversation, providing opportunities for knowledge exchange through panels, a new podcast, and lecture recitals. And Opera for Toronto, curating initiatives with a strong local focus, showcasing Canadian talent through collaborations with local artists and organizations. Joining us on the line, all the way from the West Coast, the Canadian Opera Company's Director, Dramaturge in Residence, Julie McIsaac. Welcome, Julie.
Hi, everyone. Thanks. It's great to be here.
Great to be with you. You've been spending a lot of time with the COC team, dreaming up what to do in these months ahead, and we just gave a preview of what we can expect. So we'll talk about the pillars of this programming. You have sort of an opportunity right now to do things a little differently this season. What was important for your team to say with this mix of offers that you've put together?
Yeah, we were really looking for ways that for audiences to continue to explore and enjoy and connect with opera, even though that's taking a non-traditional format, and we're looking to different ways of doing that. And the other thing was about looking to our local community and looking at who do we share space with, who do we share the land with here for a company that's based in Toronto. And so finding ways to partner with new individuals, new artists, new organizations. For example, one of the things we're really excited about is an education initiative wherein we've partnered with Sistema Toronto. So they have a strong focus on music education for young people, and particularly young people who otherwise might not have access to a robust kind of music education. So we're partnering with their team that's already existing at Sistema Toronto, and we've got COC teaching artists coming together to offer musical instruction to these young people and to empower them to actually tell their own stories through opera. So that's another exciting facet of it.
That's a group that I actually had to work with one time during Hot Docs, because they made a little documentary about Sistema. And there I was on stage with all those kids. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Great group.
Yeah.
One of the projects you've been working on with the COC is this conversation series. It's a podcast, and this is for opera lovers, but also newcomers to opera. You call it Key Change, and you are one of the hosts. So tell us about it.
I am. Yeah, I'm co-hosting with Robin Grant Moran, who's a member of the COC Circle of Indigenous Artists. And actually, we just had an interview about half an hour ago, so I'm fresh off of that. And what was really exciting for us, or what we were really looking forward to, is finding these interesting collisions and intersections between people who are really inside the opera world as we know it to be traditionally, and people who are outside of it, so who have a disparate set of expertise, or who for some reason didn't necessarily see themselves as part of the quote-unquote opera world, but have found their ways into it in accidental ways, and to set up these conversations for those two types of people, they're not just two types of people, they're different experiences and backgrounds to enter into conversation with one another, with opera being the centerpiece,
right,
but being the opportunity to bounce around all sorts of contemporary ideas that are at the forefront of cultural discourse right now.
Well, and when people do get talking about opera and their love of it, or just starting to understand it, there's a lot of energy and enthusiasm about that. So I think that's a great idea for a podcast. You have the great Johannes de Bus. You've put him to work, your music director. He has a video series breaking down great musical moments, and it's titled Solo Spotlights. I'm sure he'll be fantastic.
Oh, he'll be great. And he's so passionate and curious about this. And it's also an opportunity for us to shine a spotlight on the members of the COC Orchestra, who are usually in the darkness of the pit, creating beautiful art, making it such a great contribution to the musical spectacle, but we're not necessarily looking at them or paying close attention to them because we're taken up in the spectacle of what's on stage and these amazing voices. So it's really an opportunity to showcase them as individuals and for us to get some insight into the experience of what is it like to be an orchestra musician in the opera world, and particularly what is it like when your instrument is a solo, has a solo moment where all the pressure is on you and all the storytelling and dramatic potential falls on you as a solo musician and for that 30 seconds or 1 minute of this pivotal dramatic moment in the opera storytelling. And so we're really excited to dig into that.
Yeah. We are pivoting, and that's what's happening with the COC right now. And so some wonderful offerings we've just talked about, so many others as well. If you are just joining us here on the New Classical FM, the Canadian Opera Company's Julie McIsaac is with us previewing the reimagined 2020 fall season. Let's talk about the concerts you have in store, because it seems like a mixed bag of what's happening at the Four Seasons, some live events, some pre-taped events. How have you worked this for the next few months?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, because it's definitely an evolving piece of it as we respond and stay attuned to what is safe and what we can do and what we should do
sure.
at these times, you know, to keep each other safe. But something we're really excited about is this. So we have the free concert series, which usually happens in the RBA, the Richard Bradshaw Auditorium, over the lunch hour. And if you've been by the Four Seasons Center at that time, you'll see these, you know, long lines of people waiting to get in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but of course, we can't do that in person. We can't have those crowds come in. So we've reimagined that as a 3-day digital festival. So we're going to be capturing the content within the RBA, so inviting those small groups of artists to come in and figure out the safe and distanced way to capture that digitally. And then we'll package it into this 3-day digital festival that people can attend and hopefully create some buzz and some momentum around that. And it enables us, again, to showcase some partnerships, like with the Aga Khan Museum. And we have, again, members from our Indigenous Circle of Artists who are creating some content for that as well. And so to really show the diversity of artistic and cultural presence that we have here in Toronto, to showcase that in a recital series.
You're doing a lot of outreach. We've touched on it a little bit this season, and it makes sense to get opera into the eyes and ears of newcomers and people who maybe haven't experienced the art form. So tell us about Opera Makers.
Opera Makers, yeah. So we first began that in the spring as a video tutorial series for young people. And we had 8 of these short videos. And what it let us do is also illuminate these aspects of opera production that aren't necessarily at the front and center. For example, for young people who ask themselves, how does that set get made or designed? Or
sure.
what exactly goes into libretto writing? How do you create that? Or what is word painting in terms of what do composers do to figure out the right way to set that musical phrase? So we first did that as the video tutorial series, and now it's turned into these partnerships with the local organizations who have these groups of young people that, particularly at this time, it's, you know, that struggle to find meaningful artistic experiences for young people to engage with. So we're going to those organizations and saying, how can we help you do what you're doing? How can we share our resources? How can we share our teaching artists?
This is a resource for people right now. I think, but if we took in everything you have to offer, we could be opera singers ourselves, perhaps, when all was said and done.
Well, and that is really part of it in terms of this opera everywhere. If we follow that through, the idea is that we want people to feel like opera is for everyone and that they are included and that they are welcome, and also for us to acknowledge that we have a lot to learn. Every time we make these connections, we learn from the people that we connect with.
We have more to report on in the months ahead, of course, with the COC. But for now, programming details all found at the website, coc.ca. Canadian Opera Company's Director, Dramaturge in Residence, Julie McIsaac, thank you for joining us all the way from the West Coast. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
You're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. That is our look at the arts, the COC, of course, in performance.